There's certain questions that you have to ask before you decide to marry any man or any woman. Some of these questions people are very shy to ask because they're either too much in love or they just don't want to ask those questions because it feels wrong. But you see, everybody needs to ask these questions before they allow a man or woman to walk down the aisle with them. You need to see how he or she sees your marriage in the future to look like. What is that vision? How many children does he expect to have? I know, that's a standard question. You might have a different perception, and so might he. But if God is able to grace you children, you should ask. Now, asking about children leads me to the next question. What if? What if you cannot have children? You want to know where you stand when that problem comes. When that problem comes. If, by God's grace, it never does. But we just take for granted that, you know, because you're getting married, that the children will come because you both want children. But sometimes there's one person who doesn't. Who knows? But ask that question. See, sometimes when people get married, they assume that they can still live their single life, man or woman. It's important that you sit and discuss whether your time together is much more valuable to you than your time apart. So if you don't discuss that, and in the marriage, one or the other person decides to spend more time outside of the house without you, it becomes a problem. And it should be a problem. So you have to discuss if you're both happy to stay away from each other during the marriage, or you want to spend more time together. And friends should be second place. Every couple have their ebbs and flows. You know, moments where their sexual appetite is really heightened. And sometimes when it's not. So what happens if one person is not in the mood for sex and the other one is? How do you resolve that? Hormonal changes is one of the main reasons why women sometimes can go off sex. And men also have hormonal changes. You know, it can cause a real problem for some men. So you both have to understand that when you have those issues, moments where one person is not in the mood and the other person is, how you understand each other in that relationship. So talk about it before the marriage. And this leads me to the next question. What if the other person cheats? What if I cheat? What will you do? It's not a foregone conclusion that whatever you say at that moment is what's going to happen. But if you know that's going to be a deal breaker, then please have a discussion about it. And then take each other's feelings into consideration. How are you going to combine your assets? Savings, for instance. See, sometimes in a marriage, there's one person who likes to party and the other one likes to save. But saving for a marriage is important. And also enjoying each other is also important. Because once you're married, your assets becomes joint, whether you like it or not. Because you're saving for your family, for the future. See, some people feel like going out and partying is important to them. Maybe at least for the first 2 years. And you're the type who likes to save. So if you talk about it, then you can come to a compromise and say, maybe we both have a good time with our money for the first 6 months. And then after that, we save. Household chores. See, we take this for granted because the assumption is you're married to a woman, she should be the one to do all the cleaning. It doesn't work that way. Because sometimes women work too. If you both worked and you had children, then who does what? And if you both have enough money, then maybe you agree to hire a maid. But talk about that first before the issue becomes a problem. Secrets. See, I'm not saying that when you get married, you have to go and sit your husband down and tell him every single secret that you have. But you do have to discuss those secrets that you know will affect your life. Let me give you a typical example. Like maybe if you come from a household where you were sexually molested, it can really affect your receptiveness to sex. Because when somebody becomes a bit demanding, sometimes it can take you back. So if the partner that you're with understands something you may have gone through before, maybe they'll be a little bit more sympathetic to how you feel when they're becoming a little too demanding. So those kind of secrets is what I'm talking about. You know, there are other secrets as well, but only you know which one to give, the ones that are going to affect your marriage. Another typical example is if maybe you have a child with somebody else and you think it's never going to come back on you, it usually does. How your children are going to be brought up? That's an important question to ask, because you could be Catholic and your husband could be Muslim. But you might want to bring up your children in both religions, or just one. Or you might just pick another one. About schooling, what kind of school they'll go to, how you discipline them. There's always a bad guy and a good guy in disciplining children. Work all those issues out first, so there's no misunderstandings. Doing the preparation before a marriage is very important. It's like taking an exam without doing the proper classes. So you'll never be able to pass an exam if you don't study. So study and make the exam easier. The same with marriage. Do your homework and give yourself the advantage you deserve. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.